I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Immigration is a big deal on Capitol Hill, but we're certainly not the only country dealing with immigration these days. France, like some of its European neighbors, has seen huge numbers of refugees and migrants cross its borders in the past few years. And now French lawmakers are looking at a new and controversial proposal on immigration. Supporters say it's about efficiency, but NGOs that work with immigrants say it's repressive. That's because the plan would make it easier to deport more people more quickly. The immigration debate in France is also happening at a time when record numbers of people are applying for asylum, and that includes many unaccompanied minors, kids who, for one reason or another, have come to France without their families. Many of them end up in Paris, where local authorities are struggling to help them. Reporter Adeline Sia in Paris has this story of one teenager from Cameroon, and to protect his identity, we are only using his first name.
Et pourtant, quand je suis arrivé, j'étais... J'étais encore mineur, encore petit.
When Steve arrived in Paris in the summer of 2015, he was 16 and full of hope. He'd spent 3 years on the road after leaving his native Cameroon and was impatient to start a new life in France. But when he tried to apply for asylum as an unaccompanied minor, he realized that proving his age would be yet another hurdle on his journey.
Au début, j'avais que mon acte de naissance, mais je pouvais rien faire avec. Ils m'ont dit que...
At first, all I had was my birth certificate, and I couldn't get anything out of it. They told me if I didn't have a document with a photo ID to confirm my birthplace and my age, they couldn't do anything. I said, okay, fine, and I went to the Cameroonian embassy.
According to French law and the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, the government is responsible for teenagers like Steve while they apply for asylum. But advocates say that in Paris, 4 out of 5 of these kids are rejected when they turn up to apply at the DEMI, a Red Cross office overseen by City Hall. City Hall and the Red Cross dispute that estimate and say all applicants are evaluated unconditionally. Corinne Thor of Doctors Without Borders says it's a tough situation.
Il faut être honnête, hein, il y a beaucoup de jeunes adultes qui veulent se faire passer pour des mineurs.
Let's be honest, she says. There are many young adults who try to pass as minors, but the problem is that the current intake system is overwhelmed. She says many workers end up rushing the process and denying youth their minors' status. That prompted her organization to open a day center last December outside Paris to help out kids with paperwork and basic needs. In Steve's case, staff at the Cameroonian embassy were able to call his family and confirm his identity. They authenticated his birth certificate and even provided him with a consular ID card. Then Steve brought all the documents back to a judge, only to be told those papers needed to be examined more closely.
Et tout ça, c'était juste pour gagner du temps.
All this was for them to buy more time. I had to wait 4 months for this verification. 4 months.
4 months, which would bring Steve closer to the critical age of 18, after which an asylum request as an adult would become a whole different ballgame. 4 months of living on the streets and occasionally sharing rooms with other migrant kids in bedbugs-infested hotels. Steve even got scabies. For most of the past year, though, he's lived at the home of a Parisian woman who opens her door to teenagers like him. Manuela, who prefers not to use her last name, is outraged by the way these young people are treated.
Les lettres de refus, c'est on n'est pas sûr que tu es vraiment isolé, ton parcours il est un peu flou.
When you read the rejection letters, they say, we are not sure you're in France unaccompanied, or your story is too confusing, or your dates of travel are unclear. Those young people have had insane journeys through a bunch of crazy countries. Some took 6 months to cross Africa. Others were tortured in Libya. They crossed the Mediterranean on small boats. They can't possibly remember exact dates. And when they get here, they are lost. And they are told they are being vague is totally absurd.
Manuela's apartment is in a central Parisian neighborhood. It's not big, but bright and comfy.
L'avidité de l'Occident a fait du monde un champ de bataille.
Steve lives out of the living room and sometimes plays video games to blow off steam.
Seulement pour une procédure comme ça. C'est que pour les mêmes trucs.
He keeps his voluminous paperwork in thick binders. He brings out a legal document addressed to him, but bearing someone else's name halfway down.
Ils font des copier-coller, des refus qu'ils ont déjà faits.
They cut and paste the letters and mix up people's names, he says. It's insane. Steve showed up in front of the judge again 4 months after his second meeting to find out whether his application would be accepted this time. And once more, he was faced with a Kafkaesque request.
Après, ils me disent que bon, comme la carte consulaire était faite à base de l'extrait de naissance.
They said since the consular card was based on a dubious birth certificate, then my consular ID was also suspicious. I said, what are you talking about? It's been authenticated by the embassy. What more do you want? They said, we're just not sure, so you'll have to go in for a bone assessment.
Aid groups in Paris say that to determine age, courts regularly require a bone assessment consisting of an X-ray of the left wrist and hand. It's an old and controversial medical test, and a 2016 law states that it should only be used if no written documents are available. The test was dropped in England, and Doctors of the World and other organizations have called for its ban in France. A few more months passed before a judge scheduled Steve to take that bone assessment X-ray, and when he finally got the results, it was just a week and a half shy of his 18th birthday.
Donc, c'est tombé que je suis majeur, que j'ai entre 17 et 18 ans.
It showed that I was between 17 and 18 years old. So the judge said, you're almost 18, you're not a minor. I said, why did you take all that time to tell me that? Of course it says that I'm almost 18, my birthday is next week. She said, so there's nothing else we could do for you. You're going to have to manage by yourself. I couldn't do anything. I fought hard, I did everything I could, but it didn't work.
He now joins the ranks of undocumented young adults, hoping to obtain residency status in a few years. Thanks to his support network, he managed to enroll into high school and is doing well in 11th grade. In spite of everything, he smiles and says he's lucky to have gotten as far as he did.
Je m'adapte. Bon, c'est pour ça que j'ai déjà quitté mon pays.
I can adapt. That's why I left my country, to study. And I succeeded.
For the World, Adeline Cyr, Paris.